One of the tenets of Rudy Giuliani's candidacy that he boasts about is how he was able to move so many people off the welfare rolls in New York as mayor back in the 1990s. But as the 2006 documentary Giuliani Time depicts, it was at a huge cost to many of those people who were on welfare at the time. Kevin Keating was the director of the film and tells WMNF why he devotes so much time in the movie to that part of the Giuliani tenure in New York.
Empirically speaking, one of the measures of how successful Mayor Giuliani was in what he did in terms of bringing in a lot of the policies that were used by Governor Thompson in Wisconsin, this sort of work, what they call workfare, which was to basically throw everybody off the rolls, or the 1.1 million when at the height of the numbers, and force them to reapply, and then in order to cull from the many people that were depending on them, two-thirds of them children, as I mentioned earlier, to force them into working for their welfare benefits, food stamps, housing subsidies, et cetera. And that process has always traditionally been seen as a way of reducing, just in terms of the bureaucracy of it. But one of the great claims that were made by Mayor Giuliani was that they were creating jobs. Well, now that the years have passed and there's been some analysis, the number of jobs that were created by this workfare program essentially were zero. People were thrown off the rolls. They had their benefits taken away and then reduced. And then there were no jobs created. There were hundreds of thousands of people, primarily women, single women, who had to work in the park, cleaning up city parks. They had to work in doing menial, secretarial jobs. Jobs that were, like, for instance, in the Parks Department, they got rid of 25,000 good union jobs and replaced them with people who were essentially working for nothing. So as Mayor Giuliani stated in the film in a radio interview, that they saved over $1 billion a year, I use that euphemistically, by not providing poor people with the benefits that they were entitled to. So on the one hand, they reduced they saved money, but create a lot of pain, inflicted a lot of pain, and did not create any jobs. And to this day, no one from the Giuliani administration has come forward with any evidence that any jobs were created. So, it takes a little bit of scrutiny, a little bit of examination, and you can find out that these are old formulas. You can go back to the workhouses in England. We have a brief quasi-funny moment, where you can go back to the workhouses in 19th century England, the Dickensian kind of notions of workhouses, and see the very similar underpinnings. People have to be forced to work in order to earn the money, the benefits of gruel then, and today some food stamps. But I think overall, it's academics and others of the policies clear.
Again, we're speaking with Kevin Keating. He's the director of the film Giuliani Time, which is available on DVD. Kevin Keating, providing guidance and important information along the way in your movie is veteran newsman Wayne Barrett, who's the author of a couple books on Rudy Giuliani, including a devastating critique on how Giuliani protected or did not protect New York City leading up to the attacks that came out a little over a year ago. Was it difficult or easy to get Wayne Barrett to participate in your film?
No, Wayne was instrumental and it's inspirational. As you can see in the film, he's a highly articulate and really probably one of the best investigative journalists in the country. And the fact that Wayne had written a book Jack Newfield, 1988, called "A City for Sale," where Rudolf Giuliani was featured. He was then the prosecutor here at the Southern District in New York, featured as basically a hero. He was at the and Wayne was a friend with Rudy Giuliani. But I think over the years, in examining and watching Rudy Giuliani go from what basically was a centrist to a almost extreme conservative, Wayne became disenchanted, and on further close examination, wrote these two very important critical books. One was Rudy, which was published in 1999 while we were making the film. In 2000. And the second book, which is the most important, which is Grand Illusion, he and Dan Collins examine what actually happened on 9/11 and what Mayor Giuliani's contribution or lack of contribution to the events of 9/11 were for for instance, the firemen not having the necessary radio. So you're probably aware of that because there have been some firemen dogging Mayor Giuliani, I understand, on the campaign trail, bringing forth some of the issues that that they know firsthand that they weren't equipped on 9/11 to deal with the crisis. So Wayne's books, both of them, are instrumental. If you're interested in Mayor Giuliani's history, I highly recommend reading both of them. And then in between reading them, perhaps you can look at our film, which the new DVD premiere edition with extras is coming out on February 5th.